life on the road can be a tough one, especially in a combat zone.
We're good, Chief.
But spending the deployment with an unexpected friend can make all the difference.
He's like, we got your old truck here, man. I'm like, no way. You got to be kidding me. Sure enough, it was up here. And when we were claiming trucks this time, yeah, I'm taking this truck here. This is mine. Don't even mess with it.
Petty Officer First Class Eric Wright spent 2008 on the roads of Iraq. The last thing he expected to see 6 years later in Afghanistan was a member of his old team.
These trucks become, you know, they've become part of the crew. So, you know, you put personalities on them and stuff like that. It's pretty wild.
Driving the same vehicle in two different wars is rare, but for two different sailors to have a similar story in the same company is nearly impossible. Chief John LaBrie was just as shocked to see his old MRAP from years ago.
But it was just like, holy smokes, I can't believe it. Something had to line up just right for me to actually be touching and sitting on my vehicle that I had back in 08-09.
It's a little challenging, especially here in the city. Just, you know, there's so much more traffic and stuff like that than there ever was on the roads of Iraq.
After visiting with the vehicle that kept him safe all those years ago, LaBrie talked about the future of his 52,000-pound friend.
You know, she'll be traveling over to Bath to get cut up, and well, that's going to be the end of her life. But still, I had that chance to see her, ironically, one last time. Two different uniforms, two different deployments, two different countries, same vehicle.
I might sneak a little piece of her back home. You know, I'd like to take it all home, but my wife would kill me if I parked a 26-ton truck in the driveway, you know.
Reporting from Camp Phoenix, Afghanistan, I'm Army Sergeant David Graves.